Today, Vault Bank loses its spark. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, over the past few years, we've seen a number of fintechs or neobanks established in Australia to try and compete with the big guys. Unfortunately, they either get gobbled up or, frankly, fall over. And we've now discovered that Australian neobank Vault has closed its doors in what mortgage aggregator AFG and FinTech Australia describe as both significant and unfortunate. The closure represented the loss not only for customers, but of competition within the mortgage sector. FinTech Australia said, Vault was a member of the peak industry body, which represents more than 300 FinTech companies, including digital banks and non-bank lenders. Vault's demise follows an announcement the bank made on Wednesday that it would close its deposit-taking business. All deposits to customers would be returned and the bank would hand back its banking license to APRA. The decision was reached by its board after global efforts to raise sufficient capital to support the business were unsuccessful. A transaction was underway to sell its mortgage portfolio and deposits were in the process of being returned to customers in full, Vault said. A partnership between broker aggregator AFG and Vault was struck in November 2021, under which AFG sold a white label home loan product, AFG Home Loans Spark. The aggregator also operated a customer app, Handle, by AFG, an interface that enabled Vault customers to manage their banking products. AFG acknowledged the effect of Vault's closure on colleagues, noting the impact on all involved was, quote, significant. And AFG CEO David Bailey confirmed to MPA that the AFG Home Loan Spark product had been withdrawn from the market. AFG has always looked to bring new and innovative products that encourage competition in the market and meet the changing needs of our brokers and our customers. And we'll continue to seek out those opportunities, Bailey said. Having received information from Vault about the decision, AFG said home loan customers were encouraged to get in touch with their broker to help guide them through the process. For those brokers who have settled a Spark product, the top priority is no doubt ensuring their customers are well informed and they have the best possible experience going forward, Bailey said. Describing Vault as a technology leader, the Australian Financial Review reported that the bank had spent around $219 million in venture capital over the past 5 years, building what was arguably the best mortgage lending platform in the industry. FinTech Australia General Manager Rian Dalmida said, FinTech such as Vault played a key role in encouraging competition innovation within the mortgage and banking sector. It is an unfortunate outcome, and our thoughts are with both the team behind Vault and their customers, he said. Other fintech leaders continued this work, and the sector was better overall from their efforts, he said. The closure of Vault represented a loss to customers and of competition within the mortgage sector. Vault's platform was capable of issuing a loan within 15 minutes. This level of innovation spurred improvements and a change in mindset from our major banks. There are plenty of other fintech lenders who are operating without a banking license and competing on a different front. They will continue to push innovation in the sector. In a statement released on Wednesday, Vault CEO Steve Weston said all options had been considered before the decision was made. The call was made in the best interests of our customers, he said. The entire Vault team is deeply disappointed to have reached this point. We're enormously grateful to everyone who believed in what we were trying to achieve and worked tirelessly to make Vault a success, Weston said. APRA would closely monitor the return of funds to customers and all customer deposits held with Vault remain safe and were guaranteed by the government up to $250,000 per account holder under the financial claims scheme. Customers were advised to stop using their accounts immediately and there will be no break cost to customers in relation to any closure. And in an FAQ section on the Vault website, customers are instructed to transfer any balances in their Vault account to another financial institution before the 5th of July 2022. Vault Bank was founded in 2017 and was headquartered in Sydney. On the 21st of January 2019, the bank became licensed to operate as an authorised deposit-taking institution. The neobank acquired digital-only lender Australian Mortgage Marketplace and Australian Mortgage in July 2021. The acquisition of Australian Mortgage Marketplace enabled Vault Bank to take ownership of the strategic IP within AMM's products, which would form a key part of its banking as a service offering. So there's a couple of observations here. The first is, I'm a great believer in digital innovation, particularly around mortgage lending and more broadly in finance. But secondly, the stakes are very high, not least, of course, because the competitive pressures are very strong, particularly now with higher funding costs. And my own expectation is that we're going to see other fintechs and neobanks get into difficulty ahead because the pressures are now huge as interest rates rise. And sometimes, of course, successful neobanks will be acquired. We've seen a few of those quite recently, because one way of dealing with the competition is simply to take them out. Now, this is not good in terms of competitive dynamics in Australia, but I guess it also serves as a bit of a warning that in the current environment, we probably will expect to see more failures ahead. The question will be, will there just be minnows? Or will some larger players also start getting into difficulty? Definitely time to watch the skies. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.